How's your day, Mr. Brim?
Okay.
I'm just going to ask you a few questions, right?
Okay.
What do you see the role of race in society?
I see the role of race in society acts as a barrier that keeps the community working together better.
What did race mean to you growing up?
Growing up, I was taught there was a lot of stereotypes, but as I grew older, I found out they were untrue, and I believe no one should be racist.
Huh. How did the concept of race differ between the countries you visited while in the Air Force?
Well, being born in America, you're exposed to every race pretty much in the world, but when you travel to other countries, it's more populated by one race, and there's usually small pockets of people, foreigners from other countries, and they stood out more than America.
Interesting. What's by far the most racist countries you've visited?
I would say Turkey and Egypt. I would say it was race and religion driven.
Can you give me some details?
I would say it was more or less not that you were that the race they were against. When you were there, they were more or less you're anti their religion, you're against their religion, so they didn't like you for mainly that reason.
Huh. Did your concept of race change as you traveled around the world as a military personnel?
Yes, my concept changed because I got to see all the faces of the world, and it shows better not to see race and live among everybody in harmony.
Interesting. Did you experience any civil rights movements during your lifetime?
Yes, I lived through the Million Man March, and I also was growing up during the Rodney King incident.
How old were you?
I was in high school during both events.
Huh. Were you any way affected by these movements?
Yes, the race riots affected a lot of commerce for about a week, and a lot of infrastructure was, houses were burned and businesses were broken into and looted it.
Huh. Did you have any experiences with the Ku Klux Klan?
Yes, I was stationed down in South Carolina, and I happened to accidentally date one of the members' nieces. And from being from Italy, my family, they do not see white people. They see Caucasian is the only race. So even if you're white and Italian or Spanish, you're still not liked by them.
Huh, I never knew that. How did the Klansmen treat you?
Since they knew I was not white and they considered Italian not white, they told me to turn around and do not come back here ever again.
Oh. Has your encounter with the Klan changed your concept of race?
Yes, it makes me feel sorry for the people who have to deal with racism, and I wish it would go away.
All right, thank you for your time, Mr. Brum.
You're welcome.